talking today with Clay Pope from the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. A couple things, Clay. I thought maybe, first of all, let's talk briefly about Farm Bill Conference. We've got, obviously, a conservation title that, for the most part, everybody seems to be pretty happy about.
Yeah, the language between the House and the Senate versions of the conservation title really were very similar. There wasn't a whole lot of differences between the two versions of Title II, whether it was the Senate version or the House version. So far, that hasn't been tied up in any controversy as far as some of the discussions, whether it be on Title I or the nutrition title. I think the one issue that's probably out there that is in play yet is this idea of compliance on crop insurance. The Senate is taking the position they would like it. The House doesn't want it. You know, how that's going to come out, I think, still needs to be decided. But by and large, we're really happy with the language that's in Title II right now in both the House and Senate versions. And we're just wanting to see the work get done and finally bring this bill across the finish line and get something in place for the next 5 years so we can move forward.
Of course, there are programs that we really need that authorization to be able to keep them going.
Well, you look at programs like CSP, which Oklahoma is one of the national leaders in CSP. It's a program that's providing a new revenue stream for producers that are practicing good stewardship. That's something that we need some certainty on that it's going to continue forward. Making sure that EQIP is there and that's a tool that producers can use. Trying to do some things even to consolidate some of these programs to try to bring together programs like WHIP and EQIP and have a little bit better focus and make sure you've got some flexibility so that the different states, you know, there's problems that we need to address in Oklahoma, problems that we need to address in different parts of Oklahoma, that we need to have the flexibility to do that. Same thing in some other, you know, other states may have other challenges that they need to look at and use these programs to try to solve. So we're hopeful that we can continue that work, that we can get this title done, and that we can move forward and have a good farm bill.
Clay, let's talk about the concept that USDA, the Natural Resource Conservation Service, is rolling out. They've been talking about this for the last couple of years and really are starting to get a little more focus on this whole idea of trying to promote soil health.
What's an exciting initiative, Ron? It's probably the most exciting thing we've seen in conservation in the last three decades. It's the idea of basically trying to have what we're calling the Brown Revolution. You know, we all know about the Green Revolution, which revolutionized agriculture, saved millions of lives worldwide, the introduction of hybrid seeds, the focus on improved genetics, fertilizer, doing things to improve yields worldwide. It was good, but it stopped at a point. And now we've got to move forward with the next stage, I believe, in production agriculture, and that's the Brown Revolution. And what we're talking about is improving soil health. One of the things that we've lost sight of is that as we've continued to work the ground, we lost a lot of our organic matter, and we basically mined out a lot of our soils. And if you stop and think about the fact that we've lost anywhere from 60 to 80% of the organic matter out of our soils in North America since initial plow up, I think it's something that we need to really focus on. And you know, when you look at the increase in organic matter and what it can mean for production, you know, there's studies out there from the Agriculture Research Service that shows for every 1% increase in organic matter in your soil, you can increase nutrients of up. It increases up to $700 worth of additional nutrients per acre for growing crops. It also triples the soil's water holding capacity. So if you think about that in Oklahoma, that really translates into a 3-inch rain. That's how much additional moisture you can hold in the soil. And how do you do that? It's by good conservation, by practicing strip till, no till, doing things to keep your cover on the ground, the use of cover crops, taking highly erodible land out of crop production, putting it back into grass, doing better pasture management, doing those things that we know we need to do to control erosion. But it also, over long term, if it's done correctly now, especially if you incorporate cover crops into the mix, we're finding out you can increase yields. You can increase your ability to survive droughts. It also helps you have a little bit of a buffer during heavy rain events. It's something that I think we need to do from a production standpoint. But the thing that's also exciting about it, those are also the same practices that we're talking about when we want to address non-point source pollution, you know, try to address water quality, when we want to try to improve wildlife habitat, when we want to address CO2 levels in the atmosphere. Yeah, that's what I've always said. When folks say, well, what are you doing to protect the environment? It's things like no-till, strip-till, taking highly erodible land out of production, putting it back into grass, better pasture management. Well, then when you talk about how are you trying to increase production, well, it's by strip-till, no-till, taking highly erodible land out of production, putting it back into grass, doing better pasture management, using cover crops. You know, agriculture and the environment are, you know, the environmentalists and those of us in production agriculture aren't always going to see eye to eye. And a lot of times we're just going to have to hook it up and fight. But this idea of soil health ought to be one place where we can come together and sing kumbaya around the fire, because really and truly, we're going to feed a world of 9 billion by mid-century, we're going to have to do more and more with less land. This is a way to do it. Those are also the things that we need to do to help make sure that we're protecting our water, that we're improving wildlife habitat, and doing what we need to do to make sure we have a sustainable system. So I think it's really exciting, and we're really looking forward to undertaking this effort.